Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning, and welcome to our worship service. Today we'll celebrate St. Michael and all angels. And let me introduce the hymns. We are following Divine Service Setting 4, beginning on page 203. Our opening hymn, 521, Christ the Lord of Hosts, Unshaken. Hymn of the day, 522, Lord God, to Thee we give all praise. Distribution hymn, 686, Come Thou Font of Every Blessing. 725, Children of the Heavenly Father. 622, Lord Jesus Christ, you have prepared. Closing hymn, 825, Rise, Shine, You People. And before I forget, I wanted to draw your attention to the Engage. There's a stack of them back there and also in the back of the church because they have a nice feature on the ministry work being done by Dr. Reverend Jastrom in Japan. So if you want to read up on that or grab a copy. Also, remember nominations for those who would be willing and able to serve our congregation in the various positions that are available. Please consider serving and volunteer yourself or one of your friends. And also youth calendars are available, $10. You could buy a calendar from either Reagan or Ellie's, not here, or they're available around the church for supporting the youth. So, okay. Well, let's begin with our opening hymn. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We turn to the yellow insert to sing together the introit. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Everlasting God, you have ordained and constituted the service of angels and men in a wonderful order. Mercifully grant that as your holy angels always serve and worship you in heaven, so by your appointment they may also help and defend us here on earth through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. The Old Testament reading for St. Michael and all angels is from Daniel chapters 10 and 12. And behold, a hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees, and he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly loved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for now I have been sent to you. And when he had spoken this word to me, I stood up trembling. Then he said to me, fear not, Daniel. For from the first day that you set your heart to understand and humbled yourself before your God, your words have been heard, and I have come because of your words. The prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, but Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. For I was left there with the kings of Persia and came to make you understand what is to happen to your people in the latter days. For the vision is for days yet to come. At that time shall arise Michael, the great prince who has charge of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never has been since there was a nation till that time. But at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone whose name shall be found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky above, and those who turn many to righteousness, like the stars forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord. We sing together the gradual on the yellow insert. He will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. The epistle is from the Revelation to St. John, chapter 12. Now war arose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought back, but he was defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, for they loved not their lives even unto death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 18th chapter. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world for temptations to sin, for it is necessary that temptations come. But woe to the one by whom the temptation comes. And if your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than with two hands or two feet to be thrown into the eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into the hell of fire. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven, their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. For the Son of Man came to save the lost." This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, and spoken by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated for our hymn. Grace to you and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So this is the feast of St. Michael and all angels, and we read about angels throughout Scripture, these servants of God who are in the presence of God, worshiping Him in His throne room, and we have appearances as they deliver messages to man, and they fight these battles. And in two of our readings today, we hear about the archangel, Michael, and his angels at war with Satan and the fallen angels, those who are under Satan. The Revelation reading for today begins, "Now a war arose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon." Sounds like a fantasy story, but this is no fantasy. And God wants us to know these things. He wants us to know about these angels and this cosmic war. He also wants us to know about the spiritual fighting that's taking place on earth today, though we don't see it. And Revelation tells us that the great dragon, who's called the devil, Satan, the deceiver of the world, and the accuser of our brothers, well, he's defeated along with his angels. And we hear that Satan is conquered by the blood of the Lamb and the testimony of those who love not their lives. But we also hear a woe because the devil has come down to earth in great wrath, knowing that his time is short. So although he's conquered, the devil and the fallen angels are carrying out this great wrath on earth. And who's the target of this wrath? Well, the next verse in our Revelation text, it wasn't printed, but it says, "And when the dragon saw that he had been thrown down to earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child." The woman is the target of Satan's great wrath, and this woman is Christ's church. That's you and me, and everyone in Christ's church. We're the target of Satan's great wrath. From the time he was condemned, Satan has been after mankind ever since he was condemned. We, not the angels, are the crown of God's creation. Well, that's truly amazing. We have been made in the very image of God. So he goes after us. In Revelation, a little prior to our reading today, we read about a conflict between God and Satan that resulted in Satan and one-third of the angels being cast out of heaven. These are the ones who had rebelled against God and were cast out before the fall of man. After that, Satan went after man and woman, the ones made in God's image. But he didn't do it in an obvious frontal assault. He was very crafty. He went after them with deception, convincing them to doubt the word of God. Satan wanted this man or woman to trust in him, Satan. And, well, he twisted their desires, manipulated them. So he wanted them to go after those desires rather than putting their faith in the one who had created them. But once we accepted the lies and rejected God's word, the garden was replaced by a wilderness where untruths and half-truths are everywhere. Deception abounds. It's followed by confusion, sickness, death, destruction, and we see the result of Satan's rebellion all around us. It has become mankind's rebellion also. And Satan continued to go after mankind. He was even permitted to make accusations against man in the presence of God for a time. We read about this in Job and Zechariah. But in response to Satan leading Adam and Eve to fall into sin and shame, God promised to send one born of a woman to crush the head of Satan. And his angels were sent to help this promised one, those he came to save. And the Gospels, they tell us about the angels' involvement around the time of Christ's birth, before he was born and at his birth. And they taught the people, they guided them, they protected Joseph and Mary and Jesus. And after Jesus was baptized, the battle intensified. After his baptism, the heavens opened up above him and hell opened up beneath him. But as serious and intense as this battle was, the Son, who had cast Satan out of heaven and had now come to earth, he let himself be attacked by Satan. He let himself be led around, sneered at, ridiculed. He didn't defeat Satan with his omnipotence, but with the written word of God. Satan would distort the word of God as he had done in the garden, trying to tempt Jesus to try to oppose the will of God through his lying and deceit. Of course, Jesus wasn't fooled, and he replied to Satan by accurately quoting the word of God and giving a correct interpretation. He would say, "It is written." And this was the weapon he used to drive out the temptations of Satan. Three times Satan attacks, three times Jesus rebukes the devil, then the devil left him. And behold, angels came and were ministering to him. The angels again, there for Jesus. And Jesus endured these attacks from Satan because Jesus came for you. Jesus came as the second Adam, as a substitute for the entire human race to set us free from Satan. It's by sin that we sold ourselves to Satan, becoming servants and subjects of his kingdom. So Christ came as the true owner of people's souls to conquer Satan, to destroy Satan's kingdom, and to free us from his dark power, and to lead us through to the kingdom of grace, into the kingdom of glory. Jesus did this mainly by his bloody death and his atonement on the cross for the sins of the world. By this, the head of the serpent was crushed, and all people were completely redeemed. Jesus proclaimed his victory in hell, then he rose from the dead. And when he ascended into heaven 40 days later, he took his rightful place in the throne room of God and in the council of angels. And he sits there as our advocate in the high courtroom. And those who are in Christ have been washed clean by his blood. There's no sin that remains on those who are in Christ to condemn them. So any accusations made against those who are in Christ, well, they're false. Those who make those accusations are in a contempt of court. So Satan, who had previously stood in the presence of God making these accusations, he's no longer allowed. He's been thrown out of heaven and thrown down to earth. This is actually the war we heard about in Revelation today, the war that occurred after Christ was caught up to God and in his throne room. Satan didn't want any to go with Christ. He still does not, and he rages against Christ and his church. And this is a real battle, and the consequences are eternal. But we don't fight with our own strength. We don't fight with worldly wisdom or earthly power. As we read in Ephesians, "Be strong in the Lord, and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil." We fight in the strength of Christ. This is how the martyrs fought, as we read, "And they have conquered Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they love not their lives even unto death." So we speak our testimony of Christ to the devil, to the world. We stand in Christ's truth, covered with his righteousness, readied by the gospel of peace, extinguishing those fiery darts of the evil one with the shield of faith in Christ and the victory he secured for us. And while we stand in the confidence of Jesus, enduring these attacks of the old evil foe, we wield the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And we pray at all times in the Spirit. Luther said, If we would be Christians, therefore we must surely expect and count on having the devil and all his angels and the world as our enemies. They will bring every possible misfortune and grief upon us. For where God's word is preached, accepted, or believed and produces fruit, there the holy cross cannot be missing. And let no one think that he shall have peace. He must risk whatever he has upon earth, possessions, honor, house and estate, wife and children, body and life. Now this hurts our flesh and the old Adam. The test is to be steadfast and to suffer with patience in whatever way we are assaulted, and to let go whatever is taken from us. So there is just as great a need as in all other positions that we pray without ceasing, "Dear Father, your will be done, not the devil's will or our enemies or anything that would persecute and suppress your holy word or hinder your kingdom. Grant that we may bear with patience and overcome whatever is to be endured because of your word and kingdom, so that our poor flesh might not yield or fall away because of weakness or sluggishness." So we pray for the Lord's will be done while we endure spiritual attacks, and his angels fight for those who belong to him, for you and me. We confidently pray, as we've learned from Luther's morning and evening prayers, "Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me." Satan was conquered by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus, who gave himself as the once-for-all sacrifice to take away the sins of the world. An angel was sent to roll back the stone and deliver the good news that Jesus wasn't there because he has risen. And because you are in Christ, you are a target of Satan's wrath. His assaults are real. He seeks to lead you away from Christ and his church, to doubt the word of God and the certainty of Christ's victory. But Satan and his angels are conquered by the blood of Christ and the word of your testimony of Jesus and what he's done. Christ himself sustains you and preserves you with his word and his body and his blood, keeping us in repentant faith in him. And his holy angels, well, they are for you, watching over you, fighting for you, that you may remain in Christ. Satan keeps fighting, but he's conquered, and his time is short. And by the blood of Christ, you have been made a child of God. And I tell you that in heaven, your angels will always see the face of his Father who is in heaven. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand for prayer. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Remember, Lord, your holy church. May your holy angels watch over her and guard her. Grant her peace and unity throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Remember Matthew, our synod president, Duane, our district president, and all pastors, teachers, deaconesses, and servants of your church. Strengthen them in the true faith and enable them to teach it well. Lord, in your mercy. Remember our president, our public servants, and all in our armed forces. Guide, bless, protect, and uphold them in honor. Bring all nations into the ways of peace and justice. In your kindness and love, grant us seasonable weather and an abundance of the fruits of the earth. Lord, in your mercy. Remember all who suffer for your name, all who are in prison, the hungry and ill-clad, the poor and the lonely, the people affected by Hurricane Helene, and all who cry out to you in their time of need, especially all who have asked for our prayers, including Jeff, Dan, Tiffany, Ben, Lewis, Arlene, Tammy, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Missy, Lacey, Marlene, Kathy, Arlene, Michael, Mark, Jesse, Sarah, Kara, Leah, Marlis, Erno, and Jeff. Grant that your holy angel may be with them always, and that the evil foe may have no power over them. Lord, in your mercy. Father in heaven, your Son instituted his holy supper for the forgiveness of our sins. Give us humble hearts to receive this blessed sacrament with thanksgiving, and strengthen us through the same for our daily lives of faith. Lord, in your mercy. Everlasting God, you have ordained and constituted the service of angels and men in a wonderful order. Mercifully grant that as your holy angels always serve and worship you in heaven, so by your appointment, they may also help and defend us here on earth through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Receive the blessing of our Lord, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit to be with you all. You may be seated as the offering is gathered. Please stand. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. that in your great mercy you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.